Okay, on the pasuk of Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekadshei, that's in Parshas Yitzchak, and the Sarsa Dibur Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekadshei, the Gemara brings down the story about Shammai HaZaken that during the week, whenever he would find something geshmak, he would always put it aside and say, this is for Shabbos. We don't pass like Shammai because it says the Hillel Midah Acheres HaYisabai, he had a different Midah, but the idea that Shammai is really being megala with this is in terms of the way he read the pasuk, which Hillel is not disagreeing with, is a diyuk on the word zachar. Zachar means remember. And memory is always about something that's not in the present. Memory is for something, right? We remember people that are not here. The people that are here that we see around ourselves, we don't call that remembering. Memory, that's just experiencing in the present. Memory indicates that something is not present. So what Shammai HaZaken was saying was that if the Torah says to remember the Shabbos, that means specifically when it's not Shabbos. It's a specific instruction from the Torah that the Shabbos should be part of our lives even during the weekday. That's why. So the way that Shammai put that into practice was by putting away things all week, l'kavod Shabbos. It says that Hillel, because he felt that it was a bigger bitachin to wait for the end of the week for his Shabbos food, so he didn't follow that practice. But in terms of the pshat and the pasuk, Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadshei means that Shabbos has to be on our minds even when it's not Shabbos.
It's so interesting because then Zachar is something in the past. He was saying it's for the future. Because Zachar is Hashem Solcha Amalek. I mean, you have to remember things. You remember the past.
So the Shabbos is really both.
You remember the
really both.
Shabbos,
right? So the Ramban says that the Ramban writes that part of the mitzvah of Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadshei is that when we refer to the days of the week, in the Torah there are no names for the days of the week, and that's very deliberate. It's bedafka that there shouldn't be. The way that we refer to the days of the week is Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos. Right? We say it by the Shir Shal Yom by Shachris. But those are the only names of the days of the week in the Torah. And that's deliberate. The Ramban says that's part of the key of the essay of Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadshei. By referring to the weekdays by their connection to Shabbos, that's how we're Mekayim, the Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadshei. Again, it's following this same diuk that Zachar indicates that we're talking about during the week. That's when there's a mitzvah of Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadshei. The Rebbeinu Bachya has an interesting ha'ara. The end of the pasuk is Lekadshei. Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadshei. Lekadshei would seem to be very specifically on Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's when we're in Mekadesh the Shabbos. If Zachar refers to the way we treat Shabbos during the week, so what's the Lekadshei? So Rebbeinu Bachya says, he brings down this very interesting, he brings down Shamati B'Shem HaRambam. You don't see that every day. The Rambam put a lot into writing, but I'm not aware really of anywhere, it certainly doesn't happen often, that Rishonim will say over things that were heard by Peh, B'Shem the Rambam. But Rebbeinu Bachya over here says, Shamati B'Shem HaRambam. That, so if you take a look at the next pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Tavid, this is the Rambam's verse, Sheshes Yomim Tavid, V'asitzikom Malachtecha. Why is that a mitzvah? Or is it a mitzvah? Or why is the Torah speaking it out? The point of the Torah is that on the seventh day, you're not allowed to work. So it's like the Torah is saying, you know, whereas during the 6 days, you are allowed to work, but on the seventh day, Shabbos Hashem Malachtecha. What's the point of that whole phrase? During the 6 days, you can do whatever you want. You can work, you cannot work. Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos. What's the whole first half of the pasuk? Sheishes Yomim Tavid V'hizikom Malachtecha. So the Rambam said that it means that Sheishes Yomim Tavid refers to Avodas Hashem. Sheishes Yomim Tavid, you are worshipping. How? Through V'hizikom Malachtecha. Through the work that you do all week, that's supposed to be an Avodas Hashem. That's what the Rambam says, that the 6 days of the week you're serving Hashem through the Sheishes Yomim Tavid. On the seventh day you're serving Hashem through the resting. But the other 6 days you're supposed to be serving Hashem through the working. That's what the Rambam said. So Rabbeinu Bachya, and really the Sfasam is even more elaborating on this theme. So what does this mean? That what the Torah means to be saying in this pasuk is that if a person for 6 days of the week is really not focused on the Lashem Alekecha, that's a Shabbos activity. A Shabbos is my spiritual day. 6 days of the week, I'm a regular, like any other worker in an office that it's not the time of serving Hashem. It's a regular weekday. I'm involved in mundane activities. If that's true, then the Shabbos isn't really going to be Lashem Alekecha, because then the Shabbos is nothing but a break. 6 days I'm working, 7th day I take a break. The way that it's supposed to be is that 6 days I'm serving, and the 7th day I'm serving on a higher plane. So then they work together with each other, the 6 days and the 7th day, and then your Shabbos is a real Shabbos. The level of the Shabbos is much greater if all 6 days are revolving around the Shabbos, are focused on the same end goal as the Shabbos, that it's Lashem Alekecha, it's to serve Hashem. Like the Rambam says, Sheish Yishtem Tavin means 6 days you're serving Hashem through all the other things that you do. Yom HaShvi, you're serving Hashem through it being a day that's Miucha for Kiddush, for Zmir, for Tefillah, for Torah. But the rest of the week, when you're not spending your time on Torah and Tefillah and Shir Shvus Shvachis, then you're still, it's still the same level of Tavoid, just in a different way, through the Vasitza Kama Achtecha. So then, so Zachar Ben Abachya, that's the Zachar Sem Shabbos Lekadshay, right? We said at the beginning that Zachar refers to the weekdays. That's the taitch of the word. Zachar means remembering, which means when it's not present. So Zachar is about the weekdays. So, but Lekadshay, we say, how does the weekdays part of the Lekadshay? So Zachar Ben Abachya, the more that your weekdays are focused on the Tavoy, the way that the Rambam says, that the Kol Malach Tech is itself an Avodas Hashem, that upgrades the level of your Shabbos. So you're Mekadesh your Shabbos better by Zohar, by remembering it during the days of the week. So in Bach is Taich in that Pasuk. Okay, now, in Parshas B'Shalach, there's a reference to something. There's something very unusual. There's a mitzvah which has a shayches of Parshas B'Shalach. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, but it's not derech, it's derabbanon. The Gemara actually is saying that the psukim in the Torah refer to a takana derabbanon. It says after Bnei Yisrael left after the Yamsuf and then after Mara, I think it says, They traveled Shleisha Yamim Malay Matsumayim. It says that the nation was going 3 days without water, and then it says that they were worn out, they were parched, they needed water. So the Gemara Mavakama says that Dershi Rishumais Amru, those that the Darshanim like to say that on this pasuk that Vayelcho Am Shleisha Yamim Malay Matsumayim Ein Mayim El Torah, that it means they went 3 days without Torah, and then they found themselves weakened, worn out. Amdu neviim shebeinayim v'hiskinu. So the neviim at that time got up and they made a takana that the Jewish people should never go 3 days without Torah. And therefore, there's a Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday. So the Gemara says that Kriyas HaTorah comes from this pasuk. Not that Kriyas HaTorah is Deiraisa, the Gemara says explicitly, it's a takana. But it's a takana that's referred to in the pasuk, or at least alluded to in the pasuk. It's such an ancient takana, usually when we say that something is Derabbanan rather than Deiraisa, it means it's more recent. This is actually before in Torah. It's a takana Derabbanan that's older than the Deiraisas. During these few weeks between Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah, they had this experience of Holchus Shleishim Vleimatzu Mayim, and then Amdu Neviim Shabaneim Vehiskinu. They should never go 3 days without a Mayim El Torah. So that's the origin of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara calls it a Takana of the Neviim Shabaneim. It doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu in the Gemara, but obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was the primary Navi at that time. In the Yerushalmi, when it tells the same story, it calls it a Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's where the Rambam brings it down, Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the way we think of Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a takana, it's a derabbanan, but it's about as old a derabbanan as you could get. It's a takana Moshe Rabbeinu that we should have Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos and Shabbos. Minchat mentions there also, and Monday and Thursday. But it's derabbanan, right? That's the pashas. It's treated as a derabbanan because it's a takana of Basar V'dam. Lamaisi, even if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a takan of a Basar V'dam, so it's a Derabbanan. There is a Gemara...
Halacha Moshe Sinai is considered Derabbanan?
What?
Halacha Moshe Sinai is a Derabbanan.
Yeah, no. Halacha Moshe Sinai is Derais. But Halacha Moshe Sinai, that it means that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Part of Teresh Shabal Peh, that, but it came from Hashem. This didn't come from Hashem. This came from Moshe Rabbeinu personally, or from the other Nevi'im. There's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin, also in Brachas, that talks that has, there's a discussion in the Gemara. It's a little bit ambiguous. The Gemara doesn't say what it means. The Gemara has a discussion about whether Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra or B'Chol Lashon Nemra. Does the whole Torah need to be in Lashon Kodesh? When it says the whole Torah, it means in contrast to Kriyashma. Because Kriyashma, there's a Machalikas Tanayim over there about whether you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma only in Lashon Kodesh, or whether you fulfill it in other languages also. And then the Gemara discusses, what about the rest of the Torah, other than Kriyashma? Is it B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra or B'Chol Lashon Nemra? But it's not clear what the Gemara means, L'inyan what? The way the Rosh Hashanah speak it out, surely the Gemara doesn't mean in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, of course, you could do in any language, right? You could have a shir in English and you're from Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like that. There's no question about that. So what does it mean when the Gemara discusses whether Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon or B'Lashon HaKodesh? So Rashi says it means Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara over there is discussing whether you're only Yaitz in Lashon HaKodesh or also in other language. Tosfos asks, what do you mean, Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah is a derabbanan. The Gemara over there is discussing Psukim. Right, by Kriyashma, the Gemara brought Psukim. And then the Gemara is saying, oh, the Psukim by Kriyashma implied that maybe the din would be different by Kol HaTorah Kula. So it must be talking about a Deiraisa. So Tosfos says he doesn't like Rashi's Pshat because Kriyas HaTorah, that's a derabbanan. So Tosfos says, this is not our topic, but Tosfos says, so what's that Gemara about? He says it's about those parts of the Torah other than Kriyashma, that there's sometimes a mitzvah to read, Minatayra. So over there, so the one that comes to mind most easily is Parsha Zachar, right? That's a Kriyas HaTorah that's Deiraisa. But actually, if you think about it, there's a whole bunch. There's, again, what we're thinking of is places where there's a mitzvah to read certain psukim in the Torah. So for example, Mikra Bikurim. When you bring Bikurim, you're supposed to read Arami Avi Rabi. Chalitza. There's the speaking parts on both sides, right? L'chafasti l'kachta me'in yavami l'hakam l'achav shem. And when you do a chalitza, so he says some psukim and she says some psukim, those are parts of the Torah that there's a mitzvah to say. Parsha Saita, okay, be your ma'aser she'ni, vidya ma'aser she'ni. So you have a few places where there's a mitzvah in the Torah to say, under certain circumstances, to say these psukim. So Zakhtai says that's what the Gemara is talking about. But Rashi said, Rashi was a simpler pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara said, Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Nemra or B'Lashon HaKadosh Nemra. So Rashi said, yeah, it means Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos said, how could it be? We know Kriyas HaTorah is a Derabbanan. So there's a fascinating piece over there in the Ritva. The Ritva says, Rashi's right. Okay, we should take Rashi at face value. Kriyas HaTorah is a Deraisa. I have the Gemara Mavakama that says that it's a Tekonis Nevi'im, a Tekonis Moshe Rabbeinu. Says that means the extra kriyas, the smaller ones, Monday, Thursday. The Gemara mentions Shabbos over there. So Zakhtu Ritva, yeah, that means Shabbos Mincha. But Shabbos morning, and for that matter, Zakhtu Ritva and Yom Tov morning, over there the Kriyas HaTorah is Deiraisa. That's what Ritva says. So the Kriyas HaTorah that we have every Shabbos, you know, every week in Shul, Shabbos morning, that's a Kriyas HaTorah Deiraisa. Where would it come from? So the Torah doesn't say if it's Deiraisa, we do you find it in the Torah? I would speculate, there's an interesting Ramban in Parashas Emor. And the Ramban is discussing what it means when the Torah calls the Yom Tovim a Mikra Kodesh. And we know Shabbos is also, right? Tchilahu l'makrei Kodesh. The Torah uses the word to talk about the Yom Tovim, it calls it a Mikra Kodesh. Zok the Ramban, Mikra means a gathering of a crowd, like the Kruei HaEda, when you call people together, that's a mikra. Mikra Kodesh means that the people are supposed to come together for holy things. And the Ramban doesn't mention over there Torah. The Ramban mentions Tefillah. The Ramban mentions Hallel. The version say, you know, it's interesting. The Ramban, when in Sefer Mitzvahs, when they're talking about whether Tefillah is a Mitzvah Dereisa or Mitzvah Derabanan, the Ramban says there's no Mitzvah Dereisa of Tefillah. The Rambam holds Tefillah is a Mitzvah Dereisa. The Ramban argues he holds that Tefillah is only Derabanan. But in this piece on Mikra Kodesh, it sounds like he's saying that that's only true for regular days. But on Yom Tif, it's part of the way that we celebrate Yom Tif. It's a Mikra Kodesh, calling together for holy activities. So that has to include Tefillah. To not only that, so the Prima Gadim says, not only would the Ramban say that Tefillah on Yom Tif is Deraisa, Tefillah B'tzibur on Yom Tif is Deraisa, because it's learned from Mikra Kodesh, and Mikra means gathering together. So that's the Ramban. He doesn't say over there Torah, he mentions Hallel, he mentions Tefillah. So it's speculation, but I would say that maybe the Ritva, learning the same Pshan on the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh, felt that it's Mestaber to add Torah to that also. If Mikra Kodesh means that we're called together, we gather together for holy things, so if it means Tefillah and Hallel, like the Ramban said, it could very well also mean Torah. That if the Torah calls Yom Tov a Mikra Kodesh, part of what that means is the Yidden are supposed to come together to do Torah, to read from, to learn from, to listen to the Torah. So that's Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov, and for that matter on Shabbos, could be learned from the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh. That's what I think where the Ritva is coming from. The Ritva says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov it's Deraisa. But Al-Kopanim, he says this is the Pshat, it's just a Ritva, it's a Das Yachid, but he's saying it's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi sounds like this also. Rashi doesn't give the whole Shtickel Torah, but it sounds like Rashi also holds that way, that the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos morning and Yom Tov is a Deraisa. Unlike the simple reading of the Gemara and Bava Kamma, the Rashi and the Ritva in Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin sound like they hold that it's Deraisa. Now, La Halacha, that's not, you should consider it a Das Yachid, that's not the mainstream position. The way it's brought down in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the standard position, Poskim do treat Kriyas HaTorah as a Derabanan. But I think it's kedai to know this Ritva. It's a very interesting Marah Makayim, and I think it's a nice Hisafa onto this Ramban in Parshas Emor, a Pshat in the Mikra Kodesh.
But we see in the Torah, the Mitzvah of Hakel, the Melech would read from the Torah, right? That's Doraisa.
Right, you're right. That's,
so that reading is Doraisa.
Absolutely. That's one of the ones that Tosfos mentions. When Tosfos says that there are some readings that when the Gemara says, Kol Tarkul B'Chalosh and Emor, it's referring to those readings that are Doraisa. So I think Hakel is one of the ones that's mentioned.
By reading the Torah itself.
Right.
It means that the reading itself can be considered Doraisa.
Right. Over there, definitely, everyone would agree that that's a Kriyas HaTorah Doraisa. Right. Like Zachar is a Kriyas HaTorah Doraisa L'Kuli Alma. The Mishnah, Kriyas HaTorah is included in the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel on the list of things that always need a minyan. You can't do it without, you don't do it without a minyan. It says over there, Ein person al shema, v'ein oven lefnei ateva, v'ein neisen eskapein, v'ein karim b'teir, v'ein maftir menavi, v'ein bezamdin b'shem, b'pachas me'asara. And these are things that you don't do if you don't have a minyan. So that means you don't do baruchu, you don't do kaddish, kedusha, chazaras hashatz, Kriyas HaTorah, birkas kehanim, haftara, saying the Shem Elokeinu in the Zimun, all of these things you don't do with less than a minyan. So L'inyaneinu, Kriyas HaTorah always needs a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Chayei Adam cleared a safek. Do you need that all 10 people, do you need to have a minyan of people that weren't Yaitse? Let's say I come late to shul, very late, and I miss Kriyas HaTorah. So I miss Davin, okay? I come when they're finishing up, it's a Monday morning, so I missed Kriyas HaTorah. So now I say, okay, I still want to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Can I be matriach on all of you to stick around? And okay, obviously it's not going to work at the 6:30 minyan. Everybody's running to catch the train. But if it's at the 8:30 minyan, so, people say, okay, fine. Then we're going to stick around to learn anyway. So, okay, we'll take out the Torah and read it again for this one latecomer. Could you do that? Or do you need that to have a minyan of people that need Kriyas HaTorah? Or maybe something in between. Maybe you need at least that more than one. You need some to have not been yaitse yet. So the Mishnah brings down that the Chayei Adam was nestapik b'zeh, and then and he seems to imply, and he thought it was a good stuff, but he didn't know the answer, and then he writes, "V'her'ani Adam Gadol, No, what's his lashon? Not Adam Gadol. He says, I think Gadol Echad. He said, one Gadol Harani showed me that it's a Mefurish Ran in Megillah. There's a Ran in Megillah. It's very interesting that the Mishmur writes it like that. I mean, he could have left out that phrase, Harani Adam Gadol. He could have just said the Chayy Adam Klaret. I mean, now that the Gadol showed him the Ran, so now he knows the Ran. So he's writing the Mishmur. He could say that the Chayy Adam Klaret this Safek, and there's a Raya from Iran. But he goes out of his way to say, you should know, I didn't know the Ran. I didn't think of this Ran. When I was thinking about this Prima Gadim, I'm sorry, about this Chayy Adam, I didn't think of this Ran as a Raya. But somebody showed me a Ran, and it says in the Ran that you don't need all 10 to be mechuyavim v'davar. It's enough to have a roiv that are mechuyavim v'davar. So that's poshet the Chayy Adam Safek. The Chayy Adam was clearing, is it enough with one? Do you need all 10 or maybe something in the middle? You need six. You need six people that were not yet Yotzei. So if you have six latecomers, six people that came late to shul, or let's make it a more realistic situation, six people that came for the second minyan, and the second minyan doesn't materialize. They're left with just six. But there are four people that are dawdling from the first minyan. So we asked them, could you join us for a Kriya Satayra? So that's allowed. The Mishabur says that's allowed, and his raya is from this ran. Now how come, Taka, the Mishabur didn't think of the raya from that? It was a ran in Megillah. It's not such an obscure maramakam. The Chayy Adam didn't think of this ran. So I don't really know, you know, what the answer to that is, but a little bit of, I guess, a limud zchus, not that they need our limud zchus, but lemaisa, it's out of context. The Ran is not really a piece about Kriyas HaTorah. The Ran is a piece about Mikra Megillah. It's on the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei, and all the Rishonim over there, the Gemara is really about Mikra Megillah, but the discussion, Agav Urcha, ends up bringing Kriyas HaTorah. So it is a little bit of a clever chah to think of that Ran, Lagabi, this child of the Chayy Adam. So what's going on? I wanted to speak a little bit what's going on in that Gemara. It's a discussion about whether Mikra Megillah needs Asara. The Gemara says that Rav holds that the only time Megillah needs Asara is Shalei Bezmanai, meaning, let's say, if a person falls out on Shabbos, so you're reading it, so it gets pushed off to before Shabbos, so that's a Megillah Shalei Bezmanai. Or Rashi explains, if let's say the kfarim that are makdimili and makanisa, that's a Megillah Shalei Bezmana. Rav says that then it needs a minyan. But Bezmana, if you're reading it on Purim, it doesn't need a minyan. Rav Asi argues, and Rav Asi says that even Megillah Bezmana tzarech hasara. Rav Asi seems to hold that every Mikra Megillah always needs a minyan. So the Baal Hamor is the kasha on the Rav Asi. Well,
that's not how we
paskin. So it's actually pretty complicated how we paskin. The Baal Hamor, it's part of a longer, complicated discussion. When you say how we paskin, it's not usually, Lagabi Bizmana.
I lean from my mother.
I think everyone holds, the Machalik's been showing them whether we paskin like Ravasi, but the way it comes out is that those who shouldn't hold the Vipassana Gravasi, hold the Gravasi only means it lechatchila. Meaning, so everyone holds that you could be Yaitzeh, at least Bizmana, without a minion. What's interesting is Shalei Bizmana, again, we, you know, here in New York, we never have a Megillah Shalei Bizmana, but in Yerushalayim, they do. And their Vipassana is Takadunyan a minion. But anyway, let's come back to this Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor asks, on Rav Asi, who says that the Megillah needs a minyan, so why wasn't it included in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel? There's a Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel of Maseches Megillah, and it brings a whole bunch of other things like you know, Baruch Hu and Kedusha and Birkas Kehanim and Kriyas HaTorah. If Megillah needed Asara, so why doesn't it mention Megillah? It's a Mishnah of Maseches Megillah, after all. So the Baal Hamor asks, how could Rav Asi hold that Megillah needs Asara? If it needed Asara, why isn't it in the Mishnah? So the Ramban always is responding to the Baal Hamor. The Ramban wrote a whole sefer against answering up all the kashas of the Baal Hamor. And the Ramban writes that even if Megillah needs Asara, it's something completely different than the things in the Mishnah. The Ramban says a very lamed shavart. He says, the Mishnah is listing things that are a chivas hatzibur. That means that the chiv comes about because there's a minyan. When I'm davening, let's say I'm davening mincha at home, so there's no kedusha. It's not that I can't be yotzei kedusha. I have no chiyuv of kedusha. Kedusha is something you're supposed to do when there's 10 people. Kriya, so, and the Ramban is implying kriyas haTorah is the same way. As everything in the Mishnah is a chayvas hatzibur. Mikra Megillah is not like that. Mikra Megillah, everybody's chayev. If it's Purim, you're chayev to hear the Megillah. Rav Asi, who holds that it needs a sir, what it means is that you can't be yotzei unless you have 10 people. So you better go find 10 people. You have an achrayas to find the 10 because you have to be yotzei. And you can't do your mitzvah without a sarah, so you as a yachid have a chiyuv to go find the tzibur. It's a chayves hayachid that you're only mekayim b'tzibur. That's mikra megillah l'fi Rav Asi. But the Mishnah is listing things that are a chayves hatzibur, where the chiyuv only comes if there is a minion of people. And then the lashon of the Ramban was the chiyuv only comes when there's a chiyuv, when there's a minion of people that are chayavim by. So that's why Mikra Megillah is not included in the Mishnah. So that's the discussion between the Balamar and the Ramban. And then the Ran brings down the whole discussion, brings down the Balamar's kasha, brings down the Ramban's answer. And in these words where he says that the things in the Mishnah, you're only chayav if there's a minion of people that are chayavim bai, he then adds two words that the Ramban doesn't have. He adds ayrubai. A minion of people, ayrubai, that are chayavim, then you could be Yaitse. So those two words, Ayrubai, that was the raya that the Gadol was showing the Chavos Chaim, that you see that 10 people that are Chayav, if you had a 4 that were already Yaitse, but 10, that, I mean, I'm sorry, 6. Rubai means 6 people. 6 people that are still Chayav, you could have 4 that were already Yaitse, and they could be Mitzarif from these words of the round where he added in the words Ayrubai. So it was in the middle of this discussion of answering why Mikra Megillah wasn't in the Mishnah of things that need a minion. You have this diuk that when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it's enough to have 6 people that are chayav. So the Chavos Chaim was, you know, he says, I didn't think of this raya on my own, but he was mekabel from somebody else and he thought it was a nice raya. Now, it's widely said over that Reb Chaim Brisker cleared the same suffix, the same shaila as the Chayi Adam. I say widely said over, like most of the Torah that we have from Chaim, it's not in a primary source, but we have it in a few secondary sources. That he cleared the same suffix that the Chayyadim cleared about whether you need 10 people that are Chayyavim or could you do Kriyas HaTorah if you have 6 people that are Chayyavim. And he couched it in more Lamdisha terminology. The way he presented this shaila was that it's totally on whether you call it a chayves hayachid or a chayves hatzibur. Why? Because there's a concept called rubei kakulai. When you have, I'll say one example is a mikvah. A mikvah has to have 40 sa, and the water of the mikvah has to have certain properties. It has to be megeshamim, not mayim shuvim. If you have a kasher mikvah, but then other water gets poured in, so if given all of the water that's there now, rove of it was kosher, so then it's considered kosher. Because rubei kakulai, we consider it as if all of it is kosher. So would we say the same thing over here? You need a tzibur of people that are chayav. But if 6 of them are chayav, so it's like all 10 of them are chayav, rubei kakulai. Or maybe not. Maybe we wouldn't say rubei kakulai over here for the tzibur that you need to be for a kriyas haTorah. So Reb Chaim said that it's totally on whether it's a chayvas hayachid or a chayvas hatzibur. If it's a chayvas hayachid, that means the chiv is already here. I need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, right? I didn't hear yet. So I need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So the chiv is here. Now there's a condition that I need 10 people. So I have, and there are 10 people, but do those 10 people meet the requirements? Well, some of them do, some of them don't. So then we would apply the rule of rubei kakulai. If most of them do, then this would be called the tzibur of chayavim. But if it's a chayvas hatzibur, meaning that the chayv only comes about because there's a tzibur that needs it, so that means you need 10 people that need it to bring about the chayv. Rubei kakulai would be applied once there is a chayv, and now you want to know whether the conditions are being met, you could apply rubei kakulai. But to bring about the chayv, for that you would need a full-fledged tzibur. So he said that if it's a chayves hatzibur, then you need all 10 to be chayev. If it's a chayves hayachid, then it will be enough with 6 that are chayev.
What if it's a rishis?
What? if it's
just a rishus, that when 10 people are there, then you're allowed to.
But no, that's certainly not true. The Gemara calls it a takana, takanas maisha, takana. Right? There is an obligation that on Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday we read from the Torah. So Reb Chaim is quoted as having cleared this shaila, and this is the way that he cleared it. So now there's something very interesting. You know, the Chai Adam cleared the shaila, and then like the Chofetz Chaim said, you know, it seems like he missed the Ran. You know, he cleared the shaila. He said he doesn't know the halacha, but the Ran is a mefurish araya to tell us what the halacha is. So you have the same ha'ara on Reb Chaim that he clears this shaila. He doesn't know whether it's enough to have six people. And here the Chai Adam, I'm sorry, and here the Ran says befeirish that it is enough to have six people, but it's on Reb Chaim is much, much worse. Not only is this Ran often a raya to answer what he was considering an open suffix, but it's also a raya against his tliya. Because in the Ran is saying that six is enough. But the Ran is also coming to be mechalik between Mikra Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah and say, Mikra Megillah, that's a Chayvas HaYachid. Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvas HaTzibur. So the Ran is calling it a Chayvas HaTzibur and at the same time saying, but six should be enough. Reb Chaim was saying, to me, I don't know if six is enough or if you need all 10 that are Chayav and Bedavar. But one thing is, but I know the Tliya. If it's a Chayvas HaYachid, then six should be enough. If it's a chayvas at sibur, then you need all 10 to be chayav. In the Ran, I hear that it is a chayvas at sibur, and nevertheless, it's enough if six of them are chayav, because Rube Kakulai. So the Ran seemingly is a stronger kasha against Reb Chaim than it is against the Chayyadam. It seems to shlug up his whole lumnus, that l'chayva. That's the ha'ara from this Ran against Reb Chaim. Now, but there's a story that accompanies this Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, it seems that he was noyeg in practice to be choishesh for the tzad that is a chayvus hayach. What's another nafkamina? I guess a more maybe basic nafkamina in the shaila of whether it's a chayvus hayachid or a chayvus hatzibur. If you missed it, right? Tefila, you know, I mean specifically this chakir of whether kriyas haTorah is a chayvus hayachid or a chayvus hatzibur. Tefillah is actually chayvus hayachid. Tefillah is a good example of what we know for sure is a chayvus hayachid, but it gets enhanced by a tzibur. Chazer sashatz is something which we only do when there's a tzibur. Kriyas haTorah we only do when there's a tzibur. Reb Chaim was clearing whether that tzibur is a tenai for the yachid to fulfill its chiyuv, or the yachid doesn't have a chiyuv. The chiyuv only comes about when there's a tzibur. Now, the story goes that Reb Chaim, just back up a second, what's a simpler nafkamina? If somebody misses, like, so you daven Monday morning, you daven shachas by yourself. So you didn't, obviously there's no kriyas haTorah. Monday afternoon, you find yourself in a place where there's a bunch of other yidden around. So should you try to put together a kriyas haTorah because you missed it? If it's a chayvus hayachid, so since you missed it, so you still are chayav, you can't do it by yourself, so you should try to put together a minion of people so that you can be mekayim your kriyas haTorah. If it's a chayvus hatzibur, so if you daven shachas b'yechidus, for whatever reason daven shachas b'yechidus, you really, you know, al tefil itself is always better, of course, to daven with a minyan, but for whatever reason, you were an oinus, you daven b'yechidus, so you had no chiv of kriyas haTorah. You don't have to make anything up. You personally never needed to kriyas haTorah. The shul needs kriyas haTorah. You weren't in shul that day, so there's nothing to make up. Now, l'maitzer Reb Chaim was a busy rabbi and would sometimes be invited to rabbinical conventions. And in those days, of course, you know, travel was always more of an ordeal. So if you had to go from Brisk, let's say, to St. Petersburg or to Warsaw, that meant you were many hours on a train. So it happened sometimes that Reb Chaim would come to these conventions and he had spent the whole morning on the train. And he davened b'yichidus on the train. And when he would get there, he would try to put together a minyan for a kriyas haTorah. If it was a Monday or a Thursday, he would try to put together a minyan for a kriyas haTorah. And meaning because he was being choshish for the tzad, that kriyas haTorah is a chayvus hayachid. And it seemed that this was a maverick position. The other, obviously, these were all gedalei Torah at these conventions, and the other Rabbanim like looked at him funny. This was Reb Chaim's own mishigas. He was the one that was trying to put together an afternoon kriyas haTorah. Everybody else thought, look, if you daven b'yichidus, so there's no kriyas haTorah. But he was choishes for the tzad that's a choyves hayachid. It's Monday. I need a kriyas hatayra. I was on the train by shacharis, so let me make one by mincha.
But he wanted. But he would try to find five other people that didn't.
So he actually he would try to find nine other people because he was because being choishes. I think, yeah, he's. I guess that means he was being choishes lahachmir both ways. That it's a choyves hayachid. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. I guess if it's a choyves hayachid, so the shita say he only needs five more. You
that's
know,
what I was asking before. Like, I thought maybe if it's on the Yachid, then he just needs to get nine more people generally to allow for Kriyas Torah to occur.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to...
But, so you know, so you're probably, you're right. Actually, in one of the Makarios that I saw, it said that he was looking for nine others that didn't hear. Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, Misvar, I would think that it should have been enough with five others. But be that as it may, he made a little bit of a tumult by trying to make this afternoon Kriyas HaTorah. So the story goes that somebody said, again, we were saying that there's a Kashan Reb Chaim from the Ran. So there's a story in the family that somebody sent him, that one of his mechutanim sent him this ha'ara that, hey, you know, there's a ran that says beferish that it's a chayves hatzibur and therefore you don't have to worry about it. Now, there's two versions within the family about a few different details of the story. So, in the Yerushalayim branch of the Soloveitchik family, the Briskerov's children, they say over that this came from his mechutin. He writes over there. This is the birth out of the Sefer Matikei Shmua, and it says that Rav Meir Soloveitchik, one of the sons of the Brisker Rav, said over that he heard that one of Rav Chaim's mechutanim, and he says, I'm not sure which, I think it was Rav Hirsch Glickson's father. Rav Hirsch Glickson was Rav Chaim's son-in-law, so his father was Rav Chaim's mechutin, and I think that he sent him this ran, and then he says what Rav Chaim's response was. Now, let's put that on hold. The other branch of the family, which is the American branch, Rav Chaim's son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, he had a son, Rav Yashaber Soloveitchik. In the Sefer, Rav Herschel Schechter wrote a Sefer, Nefesh HaRav, after Rav Yashaber Soloveitchik was Nifter, when he shares reminiscences of Torah that he heard from Rav Yashaber. So he brings down the story as follows, that Rav Yashaber reported that as a child, one time he was going to his Zayda, Rav Chaim, in Brisk. And his other Zayda was of Elia Feinstein, who is, I think, a first cousin of Moshe Feinstein. And he was a Rav, I think, in Prussian. So he was called Elia Prussiana, I think, something like that. I might be getting the town name a little bit wrong. So this Rav Elia, we'll call him Rav Elia Feinstein, this Rav Elia said to his enikel, I don't know how old he was. My impression is that he was a child. He said, do me a favor, bring a message to Yazedir of Chaim that should take a look in the Ran and Megillah where it's mefurish that Kriyas HaTorah is a chayves hatzibur, so he doesn't have to make this whole tararam. Now, it's significant because Rav Yashaber, again, the context over there is that Rav Yashaber Soloveitchik, who lived in Boston, and he had a shul in Boston, that's where he was for Shabbos, but he was a Rosh Hashiva in Washington Heights. He took the train Monday morning. So every Monday, he davened Shachris B'Yechidus. And after Shir, he would ask the Olam if there's anybody here that missed Kriyas HaTorah, because he was following his Zayda's minhag, he wants to make an afternoon Kriyas HaTorah. Now, naturally, this puts them in a kind of awkward position, because on the one hand, he would like to find people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, right? He's hoping for a yes, but on the other hand, like, they weren't on the train. If they missed Kriyas HaTorah that morning, it means they were in the dormitory. So, you know, and the Rashi was saying, who here missed Kriyas HaTorah? So, it must have been interesting the way that played itself out. But that's what he did. He would try to make a small minion after Shir with the Kriyas HaTorah, following the meaning of his Zayda. And he told the Talmidim that when he was a child, his Zayda, Rav Elia Feinstein, told him to go tell his Zayda, Rav Chaim Brisker, that the Ran Megillah is mefurish, not like that. You don't need it. It's a chayves hatzibur, so you don't have to bother if you missed it. You know, you don't have to try to put together a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. And it says over there in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that that Rav Yosher Ber said over, that Rav Chaim told, that he went and he told Rav Chaim that my Zayda said there's a Raya from the Ran. And Rav Chaim told him that he reads the Ran differently, and he told him how he reads the Ran. And then he says that he came back and he told his other Zayda, Rav Elia Feinstein, how Rav Chaim reads the Ran. And it says that Rav Elia responded, Rav Chaim mit sein briske Ivra messed up the Ran. That's what it said. In other words, he was very unimpressed with this reading of the Ran, but it doesn't say over there what it was. Like what, you know, if you look at the Ran says, Asara Rubai, it's Mefurish, that Rubai is enough. Like what's, it seems black and white. But he read, in the American, the American branch clearly has a more reliable Messiah on which Mechutin it was. Again, the Yerushalayim Salavetchiks was saying, one of Rav Chaim's Mechutanim, I don't know, maybe it was Rav Glickson, but Rav Yosher Ber says he's reporting the story in his own recollections, my Zayda, right? So that's which Mechutin it was Rav Elia Feinstein. But on this part of the story about what Rav Chaim said about the Ran, so he just says that Rav Chaim said something funny and Rav Elia Feinstein said, it's Zayn Briska Ivra, and he messed up the Ran. But in the other, and let's go back now to the way it's written in the Sefer Matikei Shmua, over there, Rav Meir Soloveitchik brings down the way he heard over what Rav Chaim said was put on the Ran. Rav Chaim said that if you read the Ran, it says that you need that, again, those things that are listed in the Mishnah, they're a chayvas atzibur. So you need that there's a minion of chayavim, and then he adds the words oy rubai. So what's the oy? Make up your mind. Do you need a minion of chayavim, or is it just rubai? The way everyone was reading, the Ran is a raya that six is enough. So that means you don't need a minion of chayavim. You just need a rive. So let the Ran say that you need a rive of chayavim. The Ran says a minion of chayavim oy rubai. So Zok Reb Chaim, you know why he puts it like that? Because the Mishnah is a long Mishnah. And there, I said before, there's six things in the Mishnah. So the Ran was saying that of those six things, some of them need a minion of chayavim, and some of them need a roiv. And the Ran doesn't go into which is which because he wasn't learning the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel then. He was interested in Mikra Megillah. He was coming to explain why Megillah is not in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel. He was saying, because Megillah is a chayav sayachid. So if as long as you're chayav, you need to do it and you need to find a minion. But the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel, that's different. Those are chayav sayachid. And over there, you need a minion of chayavim ay rubai. But that means that
the oy doesn't want a minion. The oy goes on the Mishnah, right? On the separate things which are in Mishnah.
Right, the separate things in the Mishnah. The Ran is saying that over the things in the Mishnah, some need a minion and some need a roiv. And Rav Chaim says, but he doesn't tell us which category to put Kriyas HaTorah into. So that's a legitimate Shaila. Now, I don't know why anyone would make fun of this reading of the Ran, but I think it sounds very reasonable. So this is why.
It would be a very gray way of describing something.
But again, that's why I add that the Ran, if the Ran was on Daf Chav Gimel, then we would say, like, why doesn't he explain himself? But it really wasn't his topic over there. We said at the beginning, how come the Chafetz Chaim himself didn't think of looking in this Ran? Because the Ran is really talking about Mikra Megillah. And he's just coming to explain why Megillah is not in that Mishnah. That Mishnah is different. So therefore he was Mekatzer in explaining the details of that Mishnah. That's what Rav Chaim said. Again, the way it's written in the Sefer Matikei Shmua, and that's why he felt that the Raya is not a Raya from that Ran.
Wow.
Now, that's Lagabe, the Shaila of whether, you know, how many need to be Chayav and Medaber.
So the Rav didn't need 10 people then, if he helped, like, his cousin. The Rav didn't need to have a Rav Salvation
right,
in New York.
Right,
he need 10 Rav. People
right,
if
right.
He helped, like, his cousin in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, so that, I don't know how he needed 10 people, but how many that didn't hear? So was he looking for 6 of those or 10 of those? I don't know. Okay, me'inyin le'inyin. Talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Another. What was the? I'm trying to remember what was the next. The Mishnah is talking about Kriyas HaTorah. So we said the Takanah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara of Avakama calls it the Takanah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So then the Gemara says, but we learned in a different brisa that it's a takana of Ezra. So the Gemara says there were different stages. There was Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana of a smaller, more basic, minimal Kriyas HaTorah, and Ezra expanded it in terms of the number of psukim that you need or the number of aliyas that you need. So we know that you need different, there's a different number of aliyas for different Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah says in Megillah that Monday, it was all well known, Monday, Thursday is 3 aliyas, Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed is 4 aliyas, and Yom Tov is 5 aliyas, Yom Kippurim is 6 aliyas, and Shabbos is 7 aliyas. Now, it's all very well known, but there's something in this Mishnah which, if you think about what the Mishnah is really, the Mishnah is telling us much more than Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. This Mishnah is obviously a hierarchy of holy days on the calendar. Monday and Thursday, which are plain ordinary weekdays, those just have 3 aliyas. Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, which have a carbon musaf, there's a step up from that, so there's more aliyas. Yom Tov is a step up from Chol HaMoed, right? Clearly, the number of aliyas is a reflection of the day, of the level of Kedusha of the day.
If you have
Simcha,
you could go to 8, 9, 10, right?
We'll talk about that. The question of his office. We'll try to get that in also. But you often hear people say, what's the holiest day on the calendar? What's the holiest day of the Jewish year? Yom Kippur. It's not. It's a Mefurish Mishnah over here that it's not. Yom Kippur has 6 and Shabbos has 7. So that means that Shabbos is a holier day than Yom Kippur. We know that anyway. The Mishnah, as the Mishnah Megillah says, "Amin Shabbos Amin Kippur Melech Shazezah Dainu B'Day Adv Shazezah Dainu B'Kari." That on Shabbos, one who does Malachi is Chayav Misas Beistin. On Yom Kippur, if someone does Malachi, is Chayav only Kares. Kares is a lower level than Misas Beistin. But this Mishnah about the Kriyas HaTorah is one of Kriyas HaTorah is a barometer to the level of kedusha for the day. So Shabbos is a higher level of kedusha than Yom Kippur. Why? What's in the Gaya to know it's a higher level, lower level? Like, what's the contest? Are you allowed to prepare on one for the other? Now, the way our calendar is set up, it actually doesn't happen because we never have Yom Kippur, not on Friday and also not on Sunday. Right. That's one of the considerations that goes into that, that Yom Kippur should never fall out on Friday or on Sunday. But theoretically, you know, when they're being Mekadosh Chodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, certainly it could come out, even if they always try to avoid it. But it could come out, Yom Kippur on Friday, Yom Kippur on Sunday. Are you allowed to make your bed in the afternoon of one so that it should be neat when you come back for the other? So the halacha is that if Yom Kippur is Friday, you're allowed to make your bed Friday afternoon, Yom Kippur, will cover Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur is Sunday and you can nap on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make your bed Shabbos afternoon, will cover the night which is Yom Kippur, because Shabbos is a higher level than Yom Kippur. So that halacha is reflected in this Mishnah that says that Yom Kippur 6, Shabbos 7. Now, the Mishnah then says that when Shabbos 7, it says, Ein Peichsin Mehem, Avon Meisifin Aleihem. You can't have less, but you can have more. So Shabbos, the halacha is you're allowed to have Hoisafis. You're allowed to add on to the 7 aliyas. In the beginning of the list, when it said that Monday and Thursday, there's 3 aliyas, it says, Ein Peichsin Mehem, Ein Meisifin Aleihem. You're not allowed to add on. So there were 5 steps, 5 levels. By the first level, it said, Ein Meisifin Aleihem, you're not allowed to have Hoisafis. By the 5th level, it said, Meisifin Aleihem, you are allowed to have Hoisafis. What about the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th level? What about the 4 aliyas of Rosh Chodesh, the 5 aliyas of Yom Tov, the 6 aliyas of Yom Kippur? The mission is ambiguous. Do those go in the Ein Meisifin Aleihem, or do those go into the Meisifin Aleihem? So it's a machalikas Rishonim. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch Paskins that were Masifin, that you're allowed to make Hoisafis on Yom Tov. But the Ramah says that, no, we're not allowed to make Hoisafis on Yom Tov. Again, it depends on these two readings of the Mishnah. When it says at the end, Alva Masifin Aleihem, is it going just on Shabbos, or is it going back on Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh? So, the Ramah paskins that we're Machmir, and we say that there's no Hoisafis, even though if you think about it, if you sell Aliyahs on Yom Tov, Aliyahs and Yom Tov are on high demand, so you should make more of them, bring in a little more revenue for the shul. But maybe in Sephardic shuls you could do that. But the Ramah, that's the halach for Ashkenazim, the Ramah paskins that we don't make Hoisafis on Yom Tov, with one exception.
Simchas
Torah. Right. He says, in Simchas Torah, there we rely on the other Shitas Rishonim. It's two ways to read the Mishnah. It's Machlekes Rishonim. So lechatchila, we're machmir like the shita that you only make kasafas on Shabbos. But for Simchas Torah, because of Kavanat Torah, we rely on the other reading of the Mishnah that when it says Alma Sifin Alein, it's going back on all of them. So you're allowed to make kasafas on Yom Tov. Now, but on Shabbos it should be undebatable. I mean, there is some mafurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says Alma Sifin Alein, so there's no way to get around that. Lechayra. Nevertheless, you may be aware that there are shuls that are makbid not to make kasafas, even on Shabbos. And in yeshivas, they're makbid. No matter what, even if there's a simcha, you have to pick and choose which brother-in-law you like and which brother-in-law you don't like, and you got to tell them in front of the whole shul, because we don't make kasafas. So it always seems strange to me, what's pshat on that minute, you know, that you don't make kasafas? It's a mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Shabbos you can make kasafas. Well, you know, so what do they have against kasafas? So, in Emesis, it's the Magen Avraham. There's a very geshmak shtickle. The Magen Avraham says, so there's it ties in with another aspect of Kriyas HaTorah that I'm sure you've heard once before that has changed dramatically since the times of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that whenever the Mishnah says how many aliyahs you have, 3 aliyahs, 4 aliyahs, 5 aliyahs, 6 aliyahs, 7 aliyahs, look at the Mishnah, HaPeseach VaHachosim BaTorah, the one that starts makes the bracha rishena, the one that ends makes the bracha achreina. In other words, let's say on Shabbos, you call up somebody for the first aliyah, he makes the bracha v'shabach harbanu, and he lanes, and then then he does not make the second bracha, and you call up a sheni, and he lanes, and a shlishi lanes, and the revi lanes, and then you get to shvi, and he lanes, and he makes the bracha achreina. That's the way Kriyas HaTorah was done in the times of the Mishnah. And then in the times of the Gemara, it says that b'pnei hanachnasim v'hayotzim, they changed this takana and Chazal added more brachas, and now there's brachas for all of the aliyahs, and that's how we're familiar with the process of getting an aliyah. You get, in fact, nowadays that's all it means, because we don't lane, right? There's a balkeire. In the times of the Mishnah, they didn't have a balkeire. They would call somebody up to lane. That's what you were called up for. Nowadays, you get called up for an aliyah, you're not doing the laning for the tzibur. The balkeire does the laning for the tzibur. You eat alone quietly. What you're really getting called up for is the brachas. But that's relatively new. That came from the times of the Gemara. In the times of the Mishnah, they didn't do that. So the Magen Avraham says that when it says in the Mishnah that on Shabbos, you're allowed to make kasafos, well, the Mishnah was dealing with a system in which there were only two brachas for the whole Kriyas HaTorah, one before and one after. So when the Mishnah said, if you don't, you know, we say seven aliyahs, but if you want to make 8 or 9 or 10, that's fine. So all the Mishnah was allowing you to do is break up the parish into more sections, but the Mishnah wasn't giving permission to add brachas, because all the middle aliyahs were anyway not making brachas. Nowadays, we make brachas for each aliyah, which means that nowadays, let's say on Shabbos, there's a takana of 7 aliyahs. That means there's 14 brachas. If you go and make a hisafa, you're going to make 3 extra aliyahs, so there's going to be 20 brachas. That's 6 brachas that Chazal will never misaken. Where does it say you're allowed to do that? The Mishnah? The Mishnah that says, Mesifin Aleim? The Mishnah meant without brachas. But for us, if we make hisafas, it's with brachas. So we're inventing new brachas that Chazal will never misaken. Are you allowed to do that? Not necessarily. He doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So that's why the Magen Avraham says, nowadays we're not allowed to make kasafos. Even though it's a befirish Mishnah that you're allowed. But the Mishnah is talking about in the times of the Mishnah, when it didn't mean adding brachas. But nowadays that it means adding brachas, we don't make kasafos. The Magen Avraham, that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Mishnah Brura, the Chai Adam, they both bring down that it makes a lot of sense, this argument of the Magen Avraham. But the Minhag HaOlam was not like that. So the Minhag HaOlam is that we make a kasafos in most shuls. So we're not making, you know, they both say we're not making any machog, so those that want to follow the Minhag HaOlam, but those kehillites that want to follow this chum of the Magen Avraham, it makes a lot of sense. That's why, Taka, there is this, again, in yeshivas, that's the...
maybe the minhag is because we don't want to have machlokas. Where in yeshivas, you don't have to worry about machlokas because you have the Rosh Yeshiva.
Maybe.
But maybe in a shul, you don't want to avoid, and maybe the reason
that
is...
Makes that makes sense. That makes sense.
The Gemara says specifically that on the weekdays, you don't do it because people have to go to work.
That's true, right. Yeah.
So on the weekdays, wouldn't that be the reason, then?
But on Shabbos, no, but on Shabbos you do. Right, but I was saying that the minhag in yeshivas is even on Shabbos, we don't make a kasafos, even though the Mishnah says you're allowed.
Terechadetzibur.
But the Mishnah says that
we are. During on during the weekday, you don't do it for Tirchut Tzitzit, right? Because that's true. Go to work.
Right.
So why didn't the Magen Rebbe mention that at all? Like, I'm just surprised.
Because he can't argue with the Mishnah. If the Mishnah says Meisivin Aleihem, so for him to say, oh, I think it's a Tirchut Tzibura, okay. The Mishnah told us that we don't consider it a Tirchut Tzibura on Shabbos, since people aren't going to work.
He's trying to find a way to say why it's okay not to do it.
Right. Even though the Mishnah said yes to do it.
It's
been so time. So you're making a good point that maybe in yeshivas there's less of a concern for machlekes. That might be a little overly idealistic. But hopefully. Right. Okay, I hear that. But the truth is that, I mean, yeshivas, you know, the...
Well, they don't do Hasanis for different reasons. They don't do Hasanis because of Kirchut. We have enough Kirchut to see where as it is. That's our speech.
In Lidvashi yeshivas, they tend to follow very closely, at least in some areas, not in all areas. But the Gura was definitely a very influential figure for Lithuanian Yidden. And in the Maisa Rav, it says that by the Gura, they were machmir not to make his office. So I think
why?
That's...
He doesn't say
why. No. As a matter of fact, I think there's two versions, but I don't remember. I don't remember it well. But the Rav says by the Gura, they didn't. I think that's why in yeshivas, the Maisa, they don't.
So last year, when we had COVID, and we only had one Baal Korei, and he was the person who got the Aliyah on Shabbos, I don't know if I still don't know if it was right. I'm asking because we had side minyan. He had the first aliyah. He had the second aliyah. He made brachas every single time.
Yeah.
He made seven brachas.
Right.
On Shabbos or three on.
Right, you're allowed to do that. Yeah, no, that's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch.
But then we should have gone back to the time of the Mishnah then.
Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's only one person that is capable of getting an aliyah, let's say one person that knows how to make brachas, you give him all seven aliyahs, and he makes the brachas seven times. That's what says Shulchan Aruch. All right.